Sunday, shall we? Y cuando dicen gloria a Dios,
to the word of the Lord, to,
pueden sentarse, I want to go to the book of John.
Amen. You may be seated.
John chapter 6. John chapter 6.
Amen.
And verse,
we're happy to have brother and sister Gidry here today.
The book of John.
They didn't have any problem
chapter.
On what I said.
And we'll begin reading here.
Amen.
The,
I'd like for them
the
to come up for just
verse.
A minute here today. And it's always special to have brother and sister Gidry with us. These are our missionaries recently appointed to the country of Colombia.
Even was now
South
come,
America.
His disciples,
amen,
went down
the
way of
sea,
Mexico
and
entered
in Spain.
Into a ship.
Amen.
These are very
and
went over
people.
The sea toward
we've known
Capernaum,
Sister Gidry for a long time.
And
my
it
wife
was now dark.
A little baby.
And Jesus was not come to them.
Amen.
And the storm arose by
a
reason of a great wind that blew, so that they had rowed about
a,
20 or 30 furlongs.
And
they see Jesus walking on
Facebook,
the sea,
the adventure,
and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid.
Posterity.
So he saith unto them, it is I.
But we appreciate Sister
be not
Gidry
afraid.
Very much. She has a great sense of humor.
And when they willingly received
and
him
Gidry's,
into the
a
ship.
Man that I admire.
Then
immediately
the ship was at the land.
A man that he worked
whether
with.
Whether they
ministry,
went.
Amen.
Go. Praise the Lord.
Kind of a
I want to preach today about
route.
The positive side.
Brother Gidry didn't follow
the storm.
He stayed.
The Lord bless you. You may be
church
seated.
That was founded and kept it in
hurricane
truth.
Hurricane Isaac.
And that
Category 1
today,
hurricane.
Preaching truth.
Arrived this week.
I admire people that
on the
stand
eve
for truth,
of
don't you?
The anniversary,
amen.
The seventh
very
anniversary,
young man,
but he,
Hurricane
he had
Katrina,
principles.
He knew the word
the
of the Lord,
path.
He stood for what's right.
And,
it
brought with it
80
mile an hour winds and 25
a lot of water under the bridge.
Plus inches of
amen.
Rain.
They pastored a church
brought
in
a lot of flooding,
Alice, Texas,
and knocked out a lot of power.
Left a thriving
took
congregation.
Took some lives and still
and
today.
Went to Laredo, Mexico.
People are trying to
and
recover
a good church
from the storm.
Several churches.
But I want you to know today there are
and they went to the country of Spain. And found that it worked
every
in Salamanca.
Every life at some time.
And now they're going to Colombia,
it's
South
to have
America.
A
I admire brother and sister
you
Gidry.
May be singing
and brother
today.
Brother Gidry wants you to come and
just
enjoy the congregation
life.
Today.
And everything
and
seems to be
tranquil
and good. But
praise
I promise at
good.
Some point you're going to experience.
And we're so excited
storm.
And ready to go back to Colombia.
Chirpy knows what I'm talking
40
about.
Years. Since the founding of the
Chirpy
church in Colombia,
loved to sit on his perch and sing.
And what was so beautiful more than
he
anything
did that
else
day after day.
Is whenever a service
he sat
was over,
happily in his
the
little
people
cage
stayed in the altar and worshiped
perch,
the Lord and praised
and
the Lord
sung
and worshiped the Lord. And they stayed in that altar
one day,
for 6 and a
his
half
owner
hours just worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord. So God
she
is
was
still
vacuuming
doing
the cage when
the
she got a phone call. She reached over to get the telephone and suddenly noticed the difference
the
in the hum
amen.
Of the vacuum cleaner when it
Athens
got a clump.
For a weekend
and she
son,
looked and saw that
son,
Chirpy was gone.
And I know he's been a lot of trouble and
she immediately
we're working
put
on
down
that.
The telephone.
But anyways,
switched
we're
off
happy
the vacuum
to be
cleaner.
Here and thankful for done for
reached
us,
into
song,
the vacuum cleaner.
I know we don't listen
found
to
a lump
music, right?
And picked up poor
but,
Chirpy.
There's one song that says, I've been everywhere.
Dust bunnies
and we have
and
been
suited.
Everywhere.
And she took him out of there
East Coast
and took the
and
dirty
to
bird
the
over
Coast
to the sink
and
cast him under the water. And
go.
He went from being dirty
I
to just being miserably wet. And he got cold and he started
really
shivering and shaking.
Some people
and so she reached over
exciting,
and grabbed the hair dryer
while you just
and
say, forget it. You
started
know,
blasting him with hot air.
Fun. But God is in it.
A few days later,
excited.
Somebody
we're
called and said, by the way, how's Chirpy doing?
Just so excited
she
about
said,
what
well,
God's doing in Colombia, and I am
in
ready
cage
to work.
On
I don't
his
like
perch,
to be on vacation.
He doesn't sing much anymore.
Just, I'm ready. I'm sold. We were in headquarters in St. Louis the other day, and I've had on my heart that I want to teach a Bible study. I miss teaching Bible studies.
Everything was going just fine. And all
that's
of a sudden,
what we're here for.
The
and I bought
changed.
A new Spanish Bible
amen.
Study. I told John, I want to have a Bible
storms
study. I want to win souls.
We
not
all
just go
experience
and teach the ladies and the children. But my
come.
Desire is to
sometimes
win souls. When I get to heaven, I want to take people
on the heels
with me.
Of a great
and that
miracle.
Should be all of our
what
desires.
In
we're
the
all
Bible.
Missionaries.
These people
so God bless y'all today.
the feeding of 5,000 men, plus their wives and their children, from just a few biscuits and a few little fish. And they saw one of the greatest miracles that Jesus ever did in all of his ministry. And on the heels of that, they walked just a few steps down to the sea, got into a ship, and Jesus said, go to the other side. And as they started to the other side, the Bible says that a great storm arose while they were on their journey to the other side. So storms come even when you're doing the will of God. Let me say that again. Storms come even when you're doing the will of God. Some people mistakenly think that as long as they're doing the right thing, that they're not going to have any trouble. That's not right. Amen. The Bible says that it rains on the just and on the unjust. You're going to have troubles. Troubles are going to come to the just. Troubles are going to come to the unjust. They're going to happen to everybody. They're going to be storms in our lives. Jesus said, go to the other side. They were doing what he told them to do. In the middle of their journey, in the middle of their rowing, the Bible said that a great swell came up and the winds blew and the waves became tremendous and it looked like it was going a very, very difficult time. Amen. Storms do not come at convenient times. There are no convenient time for a storm. Amen. You cannot plan one at a convenient time. Storms come at unwanted times and unneeded times and inconvenient times. They'll come up like Chirpy's storm came out of the blue when things are doing well, they're going good, and suddenly you'll experience a storm in your life. This is what happened to them. Amen. Storms come to everyone. Amen. There's not a person here today that you haven't experienced some bit of adversity in your life, maybe in different categories, some worse than others. Let's see if you can top this. A bricklayer wrote this. He said, I am writing in response to your request for additional information. In block number 3 of the accident report in form, I put poor planning as the cause of my accident. You said in your letter that I should explain more fully, and I trust that the following details will be sufficient. I'm a bricklayer by trade. On the day of the accident, I was working alone on the roof of a 10-story building. When I completed my work, I discovered I had about 500 pounds of bricks left over. Rather than carry them down by hand, I decided to lower them to the ground in a barrel by using a pulley, which fortunately was attached to the side of the building at the 10th floor. Securing the rope at ground level, I went to the roof, loaded the bricks. Then I went back down to the ground and untied the rope, holding it tightly to ensure a slow descent of the 500 pounds of bricks. You'll note on block 11 of the accident reporting form that I weighed 135 pounds. Due to my surprise at being jerked off the ground so suddenly, I lost my presence of mind and forgot to let go of the rope. Needless to say, I proceeded at a rapid rate up the side of the building. In the vicinity of the 5th floor, I met the barrel coming down. This explains the fractured skull and the broken collarbone. I continued my rapid descent, not stopping until the fingers of my right hand were 2 knuckles deep in the pulley. Fortunately, by this time, I had regained my presence of mind and was able to hold tightly to the rope in spite of my pain. At approximately this time, however, the barrel of bricks hit the ground and the bottom fell out of the barrel. Devoid of the weight of the bricks, The barrel now weighed approximately 30 pounds. And I refer you again to my weight, log number 11 of the accident reporting form. As you might imagine, I began a rapid descent down the side of the building. In the vicinity of the fifth floor, I met that barrel coming up again. This accounts for the two fractured ankles and lacerations of my legs and lower body. The second encounter with the barrel slowed me enough to lessen my injuries when I fell onto the pile of bricks, and fortunately, only three vertebrae were cracked. I am sorry to report, however, that as I lay there on the bricks in pain and unable to stand, watching the empty barrel 10 stores above me again, I again lost my presence of mind and let go of the rope. Now, you think you had a bad day? This guy had a storm. So storms come to everybody in different forms and in different ways. Amen. Storms strain us. They push us to our limits. The Bible says that they were rowing, and I mean they were pulling for everything that they were worth, and they were doing their very, very best. Storms take us to new places. Sometimes storms take you to places that you didn't really intend to go. They started out headed to Capernaum. They wound up in Gadara. Storms take us to places that we didn't intend to go, but seeds of a great revival were planted because of that. I know a missionary that applied to go to the country of Uruguay. He was not able to go to Uruguay. They sent him to Venezuela. And when he went to Venezuela, he was going to work there until he could finally get to Uruguay. He stayed there 30 plus years in Venezuela and founded one of the greatest mission churches in the United Pentecostal Church. He went a different place than he intended to go. But God used him in spite of a storm. And in a new place, he found the will of God in great growth. We grow in storms. Storms make us grow. I read about the palm tree, how that they are blown about and they bend and they're blown in the storm and they flex in the storm. And after the storm is over, they may be several inches taller than they were before the storm started, because it stretches them and it makes them grow. Storms push you and they stretch you and they may make you grow. Storms reveal the best and the worst in us. One thing the storm brought out in the disciples, first of all, was their fear. Amen. It brought out the lack of faith. It brought out their doubts. Storms will reveal those things. It's not wrong to be afraid. Fear is a natural response to the unknown and in times of danger. That's not unusual and that's not a bad thing. It's okay to be afraid. But the storm also revealed a great faith. When Peter saw Jesus, he said, "Lord, let me come to you walking on the water." You know, sometimes a storm will make you say things that you wouldn't normally say. I don't know what possessed Peter to say something like that. I don't know what made him think that a man could walk on water. But you know what? He did. Amen. He did. It stretched his faith to the place that he was able to walk on water going toward Jesus. Amen. A storm may reveal the best, and it may also reveal the worst that's in us. But here's one of the great things about a storm. One of the positive things about a storm is you can expect God to show up. Hallelujah. In the middle of the storm, when they thought it couldn't get any worse, when they were worried that they were going to go under, the Bible said Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Hallelujah. Hey, God shows up in the middle of your storm. When you think you can't go any further, His grace will be sufficient and you'll be able to do things that you didn't think you'd be able to do. And you'll be able to stand in ways that you never thought you'd be able to stand. God comes to us in the middle of a storm. And let me tell you today, the storm does not dictate how long it's going to stay around. Amen. Storms come and storms go. But storms never stay. They just happen for a time. They come with a lot of froth and a lot of fury. And they may devastate and they may leave you in a changed state. But when it's all over, the storm has to go. Sister Ewing wrote an awesome song, "The Storm Does Not Decide How Long It Will Stay." When the master says enough, they just go away. Because God determines the time and the length and the season of the storm. When Jesus stepped on board and simply said, "Peace, be still," the waves lay at His feet like a dog at the feet of a master. And peace replaced fury. The rain ceased. The lightning ceased. The thunder grew silent. And the waves lay down. I'm telling you today, God makes a difference in your life. When He's on board, everything changes. I wouldn't want to face a storm without Jesus on board. I heard somebody say one time, "I'd rather be in a stormy sea with a calm captain than on a calm sea with a stormy captain." I'm glad I have a calm captain today. Amen. The seas may become turbulent. And storms may rise, but they don't decide how long they will stay. Every storm brings change. Every storm brings change. There are grasses that grow in this region. The seeds were brought here from far away by storms. Things change because of storms. Katrina came in 7 years ago. And $14 billion later, we're praying that the levees that wouldn't hold before will hold this time. It brings change. Storms bring change. But you know what change is? Change brings opportunity. I said change is opportunity. Some people, all they can see is change. But if you'll look, in every storm and every change, there is an opportunity. You have to make a decision whether you're going to become better or whether you're going to become bitter. I've seen storms come into people's lives and they just got bitter. They never got over the storm. The storm ceased but it forever changed their life to bitterness. I've seen other people that faced storms, and when the storm was over, they were better. It made them a better person. It made them a stronger individual. They were able to find peace after the devastation of the storm. Some people find life better. Amen. Some people find life better. Some people find the will of God in the middle of a storm. Some people do the will of God after a storm. Some years ago, when traveling on deputation, we visited Mount St. Helens. It had been some years after the explosion of that volcano. That you talk about changing the environment. It didn't look like the same region. And there was still a lot of devastation there. But I'm telling you, over time, it was changed. But it was still beautiful. It didn't change forever. Or it didn't stay forever, but it changed things. But it was just different when it was over. Amen. And I mentioned this morning in the Sunday school lesson, Yellowstone Park, there was a huge fire that devastated acres, thousands of acres of land. But today, that land has grown back again, and it's green, and it's lush, and it's fruitful. It didn't stay. The storm came, but it didn't destroy. It just changed things. It just changed things. And I'm saying to somebody here today that you might be in a storm, and you might think, well, I don't know. It's going to change things. It will. I promise it will change things. You're not going to be the same. Life's not going to be the same. But it can be good, and it can be better after the storm. You just got to understand that there's a positive side to every storm if you'll let it be. You talk about a storm. The disciples experienced a storm. The man that they had put all of their confidence, their hopes, and their dreams. Calvary was a storm. When they watched what they thought was their future lifted up on a cruel cross between heaven and earth. And they watched his agony. They watched the dripping of his blood. They heard his hoarse and weak voice until finally it raised in a final cry. It is finished. And with those words, the majestic head slumped in death. And it looked like the storm had taken everything that they hoped for away. Amen. But I'm telling you that the storm changed things, but it didn't destroy everything. Because on the third day, he was alive again. Hallelujah. And at Pentecost, the Christ that had been with them dwelled in them. And the Bible said that they went from that place and turned the world upside down. They were empowered by the Holy Ghost. But it seemed it was a storm. Storms come, storms go, storms bring change. But always in the middle of a storm, look for the bright side, the positive side of the storm. You will get through. The storm will pass. Just get better. Don't become bitter. Let's stand together, shall we? Amen. Jesus, surrender. You're the master. of every storm. I know they're going to come. We can't stop it. It's all a part of the grand design of life. But what I can do is choose my response. What I can do is learn. What I can do is embrace change for the good and look at and seek opportunities when the storm has passed. I need you, Jesus, in my life. I need you to help me to endure the storm. Help me do what Peter did and look at you. If I'll keep my eyes on you through the storm, then the waves won't matter so much. And I'll hear the wind and I'll feel their lash, but I'll be able to stand firmly if I can just keep my eyes on you. Amen. You'll weather the storm if you'll just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your faith in the bedrock of His Word. And when it all ends, you'll still be standing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Dottie Rambo wrote a song years ago. Said, "Where do I go when there's no foundation stable?" Said, "Who do I lean on?" Amen. And then she said, "I go to the rock of my salvation." Jesus is that rock. He's the one that you can count on and depend on, that is unmoving and unshakable, even in the face of a storm. Somebody need a rock today. Somebody need an anchor. That's Jesus. I invite you, if you need some help in the storm today, why don't you seek Him right now? He's here. Let me open this altar for prayer this morning. I don't know what's going on in everybody's life. I know that there are some families associated with this assembly that are getting ready to face a storm. Others are, you're coming out of a storm. You've been through one. You've really been through it, but you made it. We're coming out on the other side now. Amen. Why don't we just come and spend a little time talking to Jesus here? Would somebody step out right now? Amen. If you don't need Him today, I promise you're going to need Him tomorrow. You need to prepare for the storm. You need to get ready. If you're in the storm, you need to make sure that you're looking steadfastly on His face. If you're coming out of the storm, amen, you know that He's been with you. You've made it. Though it's not over yet, you can see the sun shining through. Praise God. You can feel its warmth, and you know that there's a positive side to the storm. Jesus, I love you today. I love you. I need you. You're my help and you're my strength. Amen. You're my strength. I need you today, Jesus.
And I will praise you in this storm. And I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every breath I take, you hold in your hands. And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. And I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every step I take, you hold in your hands, and though my heart is torn,
I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every breath I take, you hold in your hand, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every breath I take, you hold in your hand, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm, and I will lift I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am, and every breath I take, you hold in your hand, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, I am, and every breath I take, you hold in your hand, and though my heart is torn.
Yeah, I think it would be a good thing if we'd begin to lift up our voices right now. Hallelujah. With praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Amen. That's it. Just begin to praise Him. And that's how you get through a storm, is you learn to sing praises at midnight. Hallelujah. You learn how to sing through the pain. Amen. You learn how to stand in the face of doubt and lift up a voice and dare to feel the joy of the Lord. Dare to feel the peace that passes understanding. That's how you get through the storm. Hallelujah. In the face of your very own weakness, you learn to stand in His strength and declare by the grace of the Almighty God, yeah, we're going to get through. We're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. Nothing's going to stop us now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord.
For you are
I give you thanks.